Renee has the day off, so I'm very pleased to be hosting the Extra today. And it's Military Week here at KRDO News Radio for the Extra. And we continue. Today, we have two guests from Peak Military Care Network, Amanda Nurmi and Kate Hatton. Ladies, welcome to KRDO.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. So tell me, what does Peak Military Care Network do? Kate, we'll start with you.
Sure. The Peak Military Care Network is an umbrella organization. We really are a collaborative, working with currently 46 partner agencies, as well as the military installations in town and the VA, really trying to make sure that there's a coordinated approach to meeting the holistic needs of service members, veterans, and families.
It is terrific how many organizations in this area are helping the military, because we have, because of five military bases installations, we have a lot of need and a lot of folks
Absolutely.
That need that help right now.
The good news is we have a lot of support in the community. The challenge is we have a lot of support in the community because it's very confusing sometimes. Folks who are overwhelmed because they're new to the area, they don't have family supports, or maybe they've got a service member, family member deployed, or they're getting out of the military and kind of it's been a long time since they've been a civilian. It can be overwhelming and challenging, and our job is to make sure that people feel supported in the community and know how to connect to the right services the first time to get the support they need.
And Amanda, as people listen to our program today and they want to reach out to Peak Military Care Network, what do they do?
So they can call us at 719-577-7417, or they can go online to pmcn.org, and there's a lot of great information there. We have a resource directory listed on there. That's a great place to start. We're looking for resources.
Okay, so what's the message out there for people that are either getting off active duty soon, maybe, or they're veterans, retired? What is the message you want to pass along?
Basically, if they don't know where to start, they can start with us, and we'll help connect them to any services that they might need, whether it's related to their military service, whether it's they've got a family member with special needs, whether they've got a family member living with them who might have Alzheimer's. Really, it's about anything that might touch a service member, veteran, or family member. We work with vetted partner agencies who understand military and veteran culture, who understand their needs, who understand what other resources there are in the community, so that if they walk in one door and need help, and the agency can help them with looking for a job, but they have other needs, that agency doesn't say, "We only do jobs, good luck." They say, "We don't do that, but we know who does because we work within this network."
And that's terrific. And there are so many different roles in the military. And, you know, some people come back from deployment, they have certain challenges that others don't. So it's good that you have all those resources there.
Absolutely. The goal is really, again, that. And that doesn't just affect the service member, that affects the whole family. And so the goal is really to make sure the whole family is taken care of.
Okay. What would you like to add, Amanda?
No, I think you said it all right there. It's just making sure that the families are also aware of these resources. It's not just for the service member or veteran. It's for the entire family. And so connecting with us will connect you to the whole community.
And how long has Peak Military Care Network been an ongoing venture group?
We officially formed in 2012. The idea for it really started probably back in about 2008. So it's been a long time, and we've worked a long time to kind of build the infrastructure for what it looks like in terms of providing that information assistance, navigation or case management, and education and outreach, really to take that full collaborative approach.
And do you have a lot of former military members yourself on your team?
Absolutely. Most of us are military veteran connected. The Air Force brought me here with my husband. Right. Well, he was in the Air Force, and that brought us here back in 1992. I've been around a little while. Most of our folks, we've got West Point graduate, Army retired. We've got folks who have family members who are military. Pretty much everybody has some connection to the military, as well as an advisory board and board members who are well connected.
One of the things we've spoken to with Mount Carmel is underemployment of military spouses. Mm-hmm. Do you help with that?
Absolutely. Again, the goal is to support the whole family. We connect to resources. We have team members who work with the Military Spouse Career Coalition. So whether it's a policy level issue or whether it's trying to find somebody connected to jobs, that website that Amanda mentioned, our Network of Care website, has links to, here's what you need to know about state licensure. Here's what you need to know about connecting to military spouse employment partnership job opportunities in Colorado. Here's how you can connect to our partners like the Workforce Center in Mount Carmel and Discover Goodwill's training programs and other programs that are out there to help spouses. We'll be at the MVEE, Military Veteran Spouse Employment Expo. Actually, we're there now. One of our other team members is. And it's really about making sure they know what's available. Oftentimes, a spouse will kind of be more concerned about their their veteran spouse as well, too. They may have served themselves, or they may be new to the community. And again, the goal is really to give them connections that will help them succeed.
Yep. Just to remind folks, since you brought that up, Kate, that the MVEE stands for Military Veterans Employment Expo. It's going
right.
on.
And spouse.
It's going on. They need to add the S.
They
at
do.
The end.
It's kind of.
And we'll talk to Pikes Peak Workforce Center about that next year.
Awesome.
It's at the corner of Palma Park and Academy at the Colorado Springs Event Center. Opens at 10 o'clock, and it's open to active duty members of the military. It is open to veterans, spouses, family members, mm-hmm. and I understand all the employers that are there are actually looking for. They have jobs to hire today.
Exactly.
Come ready with a resume.
Right.
Exactly. Yes.
So this is not just trying to do interviews. This is like they're ready to hire. So
absolutely.
Go prepared, be dressed for success. And I'm glad you're there. Caradio is there right now as well.
Awesome.
We're going to continue in just a couple of moments on the Extra. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of great information for you. It is approaching 9:15 on KRDO's Morning News. Well, Renee has the day off. I'm hosting for today, and I'm pleased to do so. It's Military Week on the Extra. We're focusing on the military and different services. Tomorrow, Mount Carmel will be with Renee on the Extra. USAA, which serves the military, is going to be our Friday guest. We're continuing now with Kate Hatton and Amanda Nurmi with the Peak Military Care Network. And one of the things, Kate, that we failed to mention in our first segment was your services are open to Guard and Reservists, too.
Absolutely. Guard and Reservists are awful, can potentially be underemployed as well, too, if their only job is the Guard and Reserve duty. So we want to make sure that they're connected to services. They also don't necessarily have all the resources available to them that active duty service members and family members do. So our goal is to make sure that we're working with the Guard units and the DMVA, the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and all of the local community resources to help make sure that they're connected to services, whether it's employment focused or anything else they might need.
I tell you, after 9/11, the role of the Guard and Reserves really did change dramatically, and we found out how important they are because many members were mobilized.
Absolutely, and that's one of the groups we work with is the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, to make sure that those folks who have jobs or keep those jobs when they come back, when they're called up for deployment, to make sure that they can remain and have a job when they get back.
Yeah, because they are required by law to keep that job.
Absolutely.
So when they get back from deployment, they can go get their job back.
Yeah, so it's a matter of educating employers and the Guard members themselves and reservists of what their rights are.
And if a reservist gets activated, we want the families to know that we are here for them as well, and there's resources for them once their spouse is deployed or just activated to another base. And so we want them to be aware of the resources that they can also obtain.
You make a good point. When a member goes overseas, deploys, the person that's left behind, has to basically take the entire job of running the house.
Yep.
Yes.
It could be kids, pets, whatever it is.
And the goal is really to make sure that the service member knows that their family member's taken care of back home so they can focus on their mission.
So tell us some other things that the Peak Military Care Network has been involved in, please.
Sure. Where to start? So many different things. It's about, again, meeting the broad-based needs. It was intentionally very broad-based, not about one particular issue. Mm-hmm. We connect with behavioral health providers in the community. We work with the military installations and the VA a lot. If people are eligible for those services, we want to make sure they're connected and using those services. Then those who aren't eligible or don't know or are trying to figure it out, we work with them in the community. So really it's the military, the community, and the VA working together to meet the full set of needs.
We attend many outreach events a week, really. Fort Carson has an SFL TAP resource fair for those transitioning out as well for their families, for the community to come in onto Fort Carson and chat with these people who are getting out who might just be deer in headlights, what's going to happen next. We also have monthly resource tables at the VA clinic and on Fillmore, and that's for the Peak Military Care Network partners to come and chat with veterans who we may not be able to reach in other places, but they're going to be at their appointment at the VA clinic, and we really want them to be aware of the resources in the community for them.
And it's terrific that we have a new VA clinic now in Colorado Springs. So definitely an improvement from what used to exist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have a great partnership with the VA. They work and do a great job on the healthcare and the other pieces in the community. For example, you would be surprised the number of young veterans with small children who go to the VA clinic. We can connect them to our partners like Head Start program, CPCD, or other resources, the Resource Exchange, which helps children with special needs and developmental disabilities. And so it's really, again, a matter of looking what that full set of needs is with that family.
You know, not that anyone's looking towards the end of life, but we now have a national cemetery in our area, which for years I've heard people say, we need that, we need that, we need that. And you could go fill out your paperwork and just be ready whenever that time comes. It may be 30 or 40 years from now, but everything's taken care of so your family doesn't have to worry about that final preparation.
Absolutely. You can contact through the VA to figure out how to fill out that kind of pre-authorization kind of process. You have a lot of, widows, too, who it's hard to travel up to Fort Logan, so they want to bring their family members down here and be close. That's another factor. Trying to actually make sure that family members who are dealing with folks in long-term care have access to resources is another thing we want to make sure we can help with.
Let's go back to military spouses again. The specific challenge that they face is because military tend to rotate through their mm-hmm. jobs fairly quickly. 2-3 years, they're off to their next duty assignment. So it's hard for them to get a career of that amounts to anything because they're moving along with their spouse.
Yes, absolutely. So family members serve too. Mm-hmm. And so, that was my first, when we first moved here, you're reluctant to say that you're a military spouse because you're afraid that employers are going to think, well, they're only going to be here for a short time. But the misconception, the reality is that civilians only stay in jobs for a couple years anyway. But sometimes, particularly when you're trying to make sure you have the right license, if your career is a license or a certification, or you just don't have the network, you're moving to a new community, so you can't just say, hey, do you know of anything? Because somebody isn't, you're new to the community. So that's a great job for the Military Spouse Career Coalition. And there's some other programs, too, that really provide some, through the U.S. Chamber, for example, that is really about networking and making sure people, even before they move here, can find out through Facebook, through networks, through other resources, through websites, what's available and how to connect. So the goal is really to help build that network that can help it last mm-hmm. throughout their career.
And I'm told that the employers that are at the MVEE today mm-hmm. are specifically looking at military spouses. They'd be happy to talk to them.
Military spouses are a great asset, very resilient, very loyal, very hardworking, and able to multitask.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Again, when the member is deployed, they are basically running the household.
Absolutely. They probably were beforehand, too.
That's very true. It is approaching 9:25. We got a quick news update coming your way, and then more with The Extra. We're talking to the Peak Military Care Network as part of our Military Week on The Extra. Thanks for joining us. Renee has the day off. I'm happy to host The Extra. This is Military Week on The Extra. We continue our conversation with Peak Military Care Network. Amanda Nurmi and Kate Hatton are our guest. And Amanda, let's go ahead and just recap kind of the mission of Peak Military Care Network.
Sure. So what we do is we connect service members, veterans, and their family members to community resources. And we also work with 46 partner agencies in the community, as well as the VA and local installations to ensure that these service members, veterans, and their families get connected to the right resources the first time without any confusion and overwhelming.
And there's no cost for this, correct?
And there's no cost. Absolutely no cost.
And so what are the requirements to use the services?
So you call us up, and if you are military veteran connected, mm-hmm. we will chat with you, figure out what's going on, and then we'll figure out the best service for you. So even if you do not have a DD-214 or if you're a spouse, dependent, we'll be able to connect you to someone in the community, whether they're military specific or they're just there helping out whoever you are.
And this also goes for people serving in the Guard or Reserve.
Absolutely.
Because if you serve in the Guard or Reserve and you're never going active duty, you don't really get a DD-214.
No, you do not.
You get an ID card if you retire, but you don't get the DD-214.
Exactly. So really it is intended to be very holistic and again, connected. If you're worried about a neighbor, or a family member, or again, somebody that you're going to school with, or somebody who's a coworker, you can call us. You can reach us through our website. Family members who are moving here from South Korea or some other location can find us through the internet, and which is great because there's a big time zone difference. And again, so just really it's ease of access to information and assistance.
Tell us about some upcoming events you have planned.
Sure.
I'll tell you about a couple of community events that are coming up. Fountain is hosting a veteran community resource fair on June 8th. So go to the Fountain website and you'll be able to find it under the veteran button. Wounded Warrior Project is hosting Vet Fest in August 10th. And that's a great resource fair for veterans and their family members. And we have a community calendar. It's listed on our Network of Care website. You can locate that on pmcn.org, and there's a community calendar button there that you can go to, and that's a great place to find free events for military veterans and their family members.
How is Peak Military Care Network funded?
We are funded through a variety of sources, a lot of grant resources. We've been very supported by a lot of grants in the community, national grants and local grants, as well as through individual donations and corporate donations. We have an annual breakfast, our Honoring the Brave breakfast in November. And this year we've added another event. We've got our Veterans Benefit Concert featuring Doyle Combs and the American Big Patriots Big Band. So opportunities to really let people know about us and know about what this community offers, not just what we offer, but the partner agencies and how we're all working together. So it's opportunities to share information and gain support.
Yeah, the nice thing is you work with so many different partners. When someone comes to you with a specific problem, you really know where to point that person to get them the help they need.
Absolutely. And so we do that. We ask a long list of questions to get to what that initial need is and kind of what might be behind that need. If somebody is in financial crisis, why is that? Is it because they don't have a job? Is it because there are other reasons that put them in debt, such as medical bills or other things? So we can work with them short term and long term. And the advantage is that we are able to provide long term follow up care as well. So kind of case management or navigation support, because we'll make sure that that resource helped them. If that initial problem is dealt with, then we can go back and say, okay, let's work on problem number two or problem number three, or let's make sure that you're fully supported, not just about self-sufficiency, but really about thriving.
A lot of folks, not a lot, but a fair number of individuals in the military, when they deployed, come back with some type of PTSD issue, because we've spoken to people who work with us. What help is available for those individuals?
We work with a lot of behavioral health providers. It may be the Vet Center for a Veteran, which also does marriage counseling, the Family Care Center, Cedar Springs, Peakview Behavioral Health are our partner agencies, Aspen Point. So a lot of community resources, and again, if the VA or military installations have the available resources, we'll definitely make sure that people get connected to those. There are a lot of people in the community who want to help, and we want to make sure we get folks who understand military and veteran culture is a critical piece. There's a lot of behavioral health support in this community. We want to make sure people know and understand, and also, again, know how to connect them to other services as well.
Okay, that's terrific. Thank you for doing that. It's
sure.
Very important.
Another great organization we work with is Operation TBI Freedom. They work with a lot of post-9/11 veterans who have a traumatic brain injury and can help them get a full range of support as well.
Also, what about working with the VA itself? Sometimes I've heard stories that sometimes the people have a hard time getting the VA to maybe move as fast as they'd like it to. You can help with that?
Absolutely. What we'll do is we'll connect them to something like a county veteran service officer to get them, if they have access to benefits and they want to apply for disability benefits, or if they want to use their GI Bill or other things, we'll connect them to Pikes Peak Community College or UCCS. The challenge is a lot about managing expectations. It's a big organization. If you file your paperwork today, tomorrow you're not going to get a check. You got to make sure you have all your ducks in a row. You got to make sure that you understand the process. And that's a lot of what we do, is it's about managing those expectations, explaining the process. Then we send them to the experts who can help them file a claim, an appropriate claim.
So there's an education piece.
Absolutely.
It's important for nonprofits in our community to not make empty promises. And so that's another piece we try to talk about, is managing those expectations and making sure the member who's calling us, we're not feeding them something that they're not going to get tomorrow.
And we work so much with the VA, and the people don't understand that the healthcare component, the clinic does healthcare, they don't do the benefits claim. So that's another component of the VA, and making sure people understand the difference. We work very well with the VA. And if we're working with somebody who has a problem, we hopefully know somebody to call.
Oh, that's good. And again, networking is so important, and that's what you're doing. You're putting people together that can specifically help issue A, issue B, issue C.
Exactly.
All right, we'll continue in just a couple of moments. Our guests are from the Peak Military Care Network here in Colorado Springs. You said it was founded in what,
2012.
You came in 1992.
I did,
that's
yes.
That's where I got 1992 from. All right, Kate, thank you. We'll continue in a moment. This is The Extra. It's Military Week, and this is KRDO News Radio, part of the KRDO Network. Renee has the day off. I'm Mike Lewis covering for her. She will be back tomorrow. Our guests today, Peak Military Care Network, Amanda Nurmi and Kate Hatton, Amanda, you wanted to go back and talk about the upcoming concert again.
Yeah, Kate teased a little bit about a Veterans Benefit concert coming up. That's on August 3rd at the Ent Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. And this concert is by Doyle Combs and the American Patriots Big Band. So it's music from the 40s, 50s, 60s. They're going to be playing America the Beautiful, Stars and Stripes. It's going to be a really fun time. Tickets will go on sale June 27th through the Ent Center UCCS Presents. We'd love to see you there and, you know, clap our hands to some great patriotic music.
Sure. Is this going to be a fundraiser for you as well?
Yeah, we are the beneficiary of this event. And, you know, it's just going to be a really great time to get some veterans together who love this music from that era and have a good time.
That sounds like it is going to be. Hope you pack the house.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the impact that the Peak Military Care Network has had in our community, please.
Sure. We have, as I mentioned, we have 46 partner agencies. So again, the full breadth of services. The partner agencies provided more than 116,000 services to military members, veterans, and families in 2018. PMCM directly assisted more than 1,700 service members, veterans, and families who call us or reach us through our website. And really about getting them connected to services. One kind of key point is that when we used to be, before we brought navigation or case management into our program, and it was just kind of a phone call and there wasn't that follow-up, 48% of the callers said that the referrals that they were given met their needs. Last year, 93% of the people who called us and got help from us said the referrals met their needs. So we're making a big difference in making people feel 100% said they felt better about community supports. And they knew how to connect to services. We're also making sure that those partner agencies know how to connect, will collaborate, and the information is useful and helps them better meet needs.
Is there a common thread you see as far as needs go from people getting off active duty?
It really depends on the individual and what people are willing to kind of, you know, the majority of folks who get out of the military transition well and have successful careers and are really highly skilled and coveted employees and members of our community. The ones who struggle, the challenge is, you know, they've lost their family. It's been their way of life for a very long time, and losing that support system is a challenge. And so feeling those community supports, feeling connected to the community, I think is probably the biggest struggle. Some folks, particularly young kids who go right from home into the military where, you know, things are pretty regimented and then get out and have to kind of figure out how things on their own, that's a challenge for them too. Sometimes people end up in financial crisis and that might be what they're willing to admit to, whether they can't pay a utility bill or their rent. And then we're able to kind of work with them, with our partners, to help connect them to those individual issues and needs, but then peel back the onion and find out what's really behind that and get them kind of, you know, fully assisted.
Well, something people in the civilian life may not think of, but when you're in the military, you don't have to worry about what you're going to wear to work.
Very true.
It's there, you know, depending on what type of the year it is, what service dress you're going to wear, or your fatigues. But then, you know, you go into the civilian workforce, you've got to start thinking about things like that. It's
Absolutely.
A small thing, but it's important.
There's a great Suits for Troops as a program to try and help get folks connected to business wear. And so there's a lot of great, you know, opportunities to help do that. But yes, it's something, things that you didn't used to think about, now you have to think about.
Tell us about how many people you roughly supported in 2018.
Directly, we supported 1,700 service members, veterans, and families. The network, that network of providers, it was over 116,000.
Now, you want people to come to you directly, and then you'll funnel them off in the right direction. Is that correct?
Well, the great part about the network is that because we're working together, the idea is that they can go in any door. So if they go to the Workforce Center or the County Veterans Service Office and they identify other needs, they might be able to say to them, well, that's great. You can go to these other organizations because we've been working with them. They don't know where to start, or another agency says that person's going to need more help than just here's a referral to another agency. They can absolutely come to us. We'll work with them and walk them through the whole process.
And how many partners, again, in the network?
46 partner agencies for the full gamut of services.
That's terrific. And let's remind everyone, because you are both heading there in just a few minutes after we wrap up the extra, it's the MVEE. Tell us about what's going on today.
The Military Veteran and Spouse Employment Expo. And Amanda, you want to fill in a little more?
Sure. So the MVEE is going on today at the Colorado Springs Event Center. Mm-hmm. And it's going on until 3:00, I believe. So come ready with a resume. Anyone who is transitioning out of the military, veterans, and of course, spouses and family members are welcome to attend, and employers are there to hire. So come ready with your elevator pitch and your resume.
Yeah, we had the Pikes Peak Workforce Center on yesterday, and one of the things they mentioned on KRDO was that it was mandatory that for employers who were going to be there, they had to have active job openings. They were seeking people to hire today.
Absolutely.
So as Tracy with the Pikes Peak work for, you know Tracy Marquez.
Absolutely. Yes. One of our partners.
Come prepared to interview, be ready to hire. And by the way, she did give a good piece of advice. If you're a little bit nervous when you go in, because some people may be nervous before they do that first interview, she said pick an employer that you have no interest in whatsoever and get the nervousness out of
great
the way
idea.
With them, and then go find somebody you're interested
That's
in.
A great
That's
idea.
A great idea.
Another tip I have for these kind of employment fairs is that there's a lot of great resources there as well. So PMCN will be there, Mount Carmel will be there, and people tend to just ignore those resources. But once you get that job, there's a lot of other factors you may not think about: transportation, childcare, understanding your benefits. So we really recommend you stopping by those resource tables as well.
All right, and once again, to remind everyone, the MVEE is going on. The doors open in about 5 or 6 minutes at 10 o'clock. It goes to 3 o'clock. It is at the Colorado Springs Event Center, corner of Palmer Park and Academy. It is open to everyone on active duty, a veteran, or their spouses and family members.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies, it was good to see you. We won't hold you back because I know you got some business to do at the MVEE. One more time, though, if folks want to reach out to Peak Military Care Network, what do they need to do?
They can reach us on our website, pmcn.org, or our phone number, 719-577-7417.
Terrific. And they are there to help you and spread the word, by the way. If you know someone that you think that use these services, help pass that information around. Tom Martino, the troubleshooter, coming up in a moment on KRDO.